This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're missing your Miley Cyrus news. She's working on a new album. Miley's doing a Metallica cover album. I'm working on that. She's done some of the songs from Metallica.
I can see her doing that. She can be a wild woman.
Yeah, she is. She also said that she saw a UFO and met an alien. She does admit that at the time it happened, it's full disclosure, she admitted that she was stoned out of her gourd at the time.
Okay.
But somebody was looking into my eyes, and I couldn't quite wrap my head around it.
It was probably like a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Maybe. I don't know. Could be either. The best way to describe it, I saw a flying snowplow. It had this big plow in the front of it, and it was glowing yellow.
Was she on mushrooms? What was she like? Wow.
I did see it flying. And my friend saw it, too, who was also stoned with her.
Right.
And I saw myself.
A shared hallucination. Wow.
I did see myself sitting in the front of the flying object. It looked at me, and we made eye contact.
Wait, where was it coming from that it needed to be flying a snowplow?
I don't know, Patty. I don't think there's any snow on the moon.
No.
I don't know about Mars.
Nope. No
I saw a movie about Mars, and there was no snow there.
I think Uranus might have some snow.
Yeah, it'll happen. If it's real deep snow, it happens. Yesterday, we discussed that Jeffrey Toobin situation. He's the guy from The New Yorker and CNN. Such a dodo. And Patty did the sleuth work yesterday. She put her little detective hat on with that little magnifying glass, you know.
You guys were great. It was like the trial scene in the movie JFK or the magic bullet. Yeah, and how you broke it all down and had the different angles, and you came to the conclusion that he had two Zoom calls going. Is it? Mm-hmm.
Well, there was some discussion yesterday online, too, concerning his term muted. I thought I had muted the Zoom video. Now, that usually goes for audio, not video.
That's right. Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Right. But he had to come up with something there. He apologized to his wife and his family and his friends after he was caught on video pleasuring himself, so to speak. And it turns out, I mean, it hasn't been confirmed, but it certainly is obvious that he was on two different Zoom calls at once.
Well, and that's what two people who said they specifically saw him doing this action said, that it was clear that he was on another Zoom. And so they were watching, and then they said that suddenly the camera on their Zoom got lowered to his lap.
Why would you watch that very long?
Well, you're curious. Are you curious when Trish is watching a show on Netflix? What are you watching there?
Or it's like an accident. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe what I'm seeing, and I'm not going to turn away.
That guy's choking the chicken right in front of me. I can't even believe it. Look at this guy. Come here, look. What kind of idiot? Anyway, he screwed up. He had another woman, most likely.
We don't know who it was.
But, if you go back into his past, he had a relationship before that resulted in a child. A
long-term one. So maybe 10 years, they said it lasted.
He's very energetic.
Yes, he's energetic, all right. And you think a guy who works for the New Yorker wouldn't be sitting there doing that. I mean, I don't know. I guess anybody's capable of anything.
Save it for weekends.
The other day, Patty was very distressed. She came back from a weekend away, and she found that the pumpkins that she had carefully placed around, and you know, in the Halloween mood on the in front of the house, were completely eaten and destroyed by squirrels.
Yes,
and she
all
was,
of them are gone now.
She was very up. They're all gone.
Everything's gone. It's the murder scene has been cleaned up.
Oh.
It's done. I'm going to get some more pumpkins as soon as I feel safe.
I have a friend of mine who listens to the show in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
His name would be Kenneth Boucher.
Okay.
And he's a very wise man. He knows almost everything about everything. Well, a little bit about everything.
There you go.
And he said, would you please give this message to Patty? He said, your problem can be solved with a can or a bottle of hairspray.
Really? Hairspray? That's
the
a new
pumpkin.
One.
You spray
I've heard
the pumpkin.
Lot of, okay.
They won't come near it. He guarantees it. He said he'll come over there and bring new pumpkins if they eat the ones with the hairspray.
I hear you. I just have a feeling, knowing my squirrels, they will hold their little tiny nose and they will move in.
No,
that's
I'm
what they've been doing. They've done it all summer to my tomatoes, my whole garden.
Take it from Kenny. Well, you can't spray your tomatoes with hairspray, but you can spray the pumpkins. Plus, it'll give a nice little shiny glow to them.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, I guarantee
you. Just don't have them lit when you do it.
And the other thing is, Patty, I can promise you this. There are other people saying, I never thought of that. Right now, they're listening and say, well, thank you, Kenny Boucher, for your tip.
I will try it with one small pumpkin and see what happens before I commit.
All right. You don't trust him.
No, I trust. I've been hurt. I've been way too much
hurt. Hurt by the squirrels.
Yes.
CBS FM, let's go to Patty. She's got the Daily Dirt. What's going on?
Wow, this is getting crazy. A judge said yesterday that an impartial third party will enter Phil Collins' Miami mansion to inventory items belonging to him and his ex-wife, Orianne Seavey. Phil is suing her for refusing to move out after she secretly married another guy. Phil is staying at his home in Switzerland, and he's trying to protect his stuff. He's seeking a temporary restraining order against them. There was a Zoom hearing yesterday. His lawyer said they're worried about, get this, his collection of artifacts from the Battle of the Alamo, his music collection, his piano, his clothes, and family photos. The lawyer said all his stuff is there. He didn't move out. He just went away. So the judge said independent parties will come in, list the contents with reps on hand so they can decide what belongs to whom. And here's the kicker. In Phil's lawsuit, he claims Orianne and the new husband took control of the mansion by a show of force, bringing in armed guards who are now surrounding the property. He also says they changed the home's security codes. How bizarre is that?
He gave her a ton of money.
Like $46 million when they divorced. She went through it. That's gone.
You know,
she wants more.
It's funny because there's a place, and some guys from New York bought this golf course in Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a beautiful golf course and it's famous around the world. And they didn't know when they bought it that there's a house. They actually own a house on the golf course. And after they were doing the inventory assessment, they found out that a lady lives in that house. Like an 85-year-old lady. She has a little Nash Metropolitan.
I love those.
Yeah, got a little car, and she doesn't speak to anybody. She just lives in the house. But in Ireland, if someone's lived there for a certain period of time, they can stay till they die.
Wow.
So these guys that bought the golf course,
rights.
They can't throw her out. She lives
there.
That's
wild.
Pretty crazy.
Well, that's the bulk of it, Scott. We're done.
Thank you. That was a quickie.
Well, it needed to be. We're running a little late this morning.
7:21. That's Jeffrey Toobin took up your space over there.
I think he did.
You were, like, you were
and
so
pumpkins.
Good. You were so good. You were so good talking about him and deciphering that whole thing yesterday. Yes. Patty Steele jumps in. She's got the Daily Dirt. Our entertainment update is on CBS FM.
Well, we always love, love, love watching the Halloween classic. It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown. On ABC, and before that, it was on CBS. We watched little Linus waiting in the most sincere pumpkin patch in the world. Well, you're going to have to man up, Linus. For the first time since 1966, it is not going to air on regular TV. The evil geniuses at Apple have cut a deal to stream The Great Pumpkin on Apple TV Plus. Now, it'll be free for a couple of days, like the 30th. The 31st and the 1st, and then you have to subscribe, which of course is a whole point of them buying all these classics. The deal was between Apple and the Peanuts rights holders.
You know,
it's
what,
really John? Disturbing. It's like the last sweet simplicity of, you know, our childhood and what we remember. It's all disappearing.
I'll tell you who's going to be upset, Joe Nolan. He watches that every year.
There's I no love not. Those shows. I love all of the Charlie Brown shows. They're adorable. My kids loved them.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. I mean, we just put something up this morning. Would you subscribe to Apple TV to watch The Great Pumpkin or any of the Charlie Brown things? And Lynn Fitzgerald Leary wrote, "No, I don't negotiate with terrorists."
Oh, wow.
Jeez. Debbie Schoenborn says, "No, Snoopy,
we need her in Washington."
Snoopy needs to be back on regular TV. Stephanie Sabatelli, "I can't even get Apple TV on my TV, so I'm supposed to buy another device to add it? Are you crazy?" John Gannon wrote, "Sometimes things need to remain as they were."
But they don't, right?
How about that? What else you got today?
Wow, how does this happen? Remember we told you back in June about the suicide of Elizabeth Hurley's ex-sweetheart, Stephen Bing, with whom she shared an 18-year-old son? He was 55 at the time of his death, but at 18, he inherited over $600 million.
Oh.
Well, a new report says at the time of his death, he was only worth $300,000. Town and Country says he wanted to leave what was left to the Clinton Foundation, but apparently he also left a number of debts which have to be settled first. So it looks like the Clintons are out of luck.
How much did he have? How much did he get back?
He got $650 million at the time of when he was 18.
You know,
it was down to $300,000 when he died.
You know, he was a running partner of Bill Clinton's. They used to party a lot. They ran around all the time.
Thus, the Clinton Foundation being earmarked for a little bit of money.
Now, Brad,
probably not going to get it.
Earlier today, Brad was talking about what it's like to be single and have a lot of money.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been single or had a lot of money. So
you were single? What are you talking about?
Well, I was single for 1 year when I got to New York City, and it was a lot of fun. I didn't have any money. But
And then Juliet grabbed you and said, "Straighten up, young man."
That's right. I was looking for love. Yeah, you were concerned about me.
But here's a guy let loose out in Hollywood, California, single, with $600 million.
At the age of 18.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Oh, God. Wow. That's man, oh, man.
Yeah.
But you know the thing about it is, that guy was miserable.
That's right.
They said there were two sides to him. One was the party boy, but they say he was very depressed. He had all kinds of addictions. He went to rehab for everything.
Because nothing's ever enough when you get that kind of money. My 21-year-old called me last night and said, "Can I have some grocery money living out in Colorado?" I said, "How much do you need?" $75. "What are you buying for $75? I mean, you got to, like, put some limits on people. You can't.
Well, and $75 for groceries.
No, I'm not.
Come
on. I know.
Everybody is doing.
Wow, that's a tough mother.
Yeah.
You're over there with your subscription to New Yorker magazine.
You
got to
see my Uber Eats bill, buddy. He has that on the side.
You got your New Yorker magazine. This poor kid's trying to eat. $75. Oh, my God. Oh, what are you going to get with that?
Yeah, anyway. But guess what? He also calls his dad and says, "Hey, can I get some grocery money?" Same day. Yeah.
Of course they do that. How long have you been a parent?
Brilliant.
So listen to this. Wow. TV evangelist Pat Robertson said yesterday, God has given him some pressing news. He said, first of all, without question, Trump is going to win the election. That doesn't mean you don't vote. That means you get out and do what you can, but he is going to win. That's a given. The 90-year-old also said there will be a disaster for the country and the world after the election, including civil unrest, at least two attempts on Trump's life, and a war against Israel that will be put down by God. Then he said, the world will see at least 5 years of extraordinary peace before an asteroid slams into us, perhaps bringing the end of the earth. Wow. That's good news. Jeez. From the 700 Club.
How old is this guy?
He's 90 years old. Pat Robertson.
Oh, I tell you what, I hope Bruce Springsteen's not listening. You heard what he said.
Yeah, he's going to Canada. Well, Canada's not going to, if the whole world ends.
No, he's not going to Canada. He's going further. He's going to Australia.
Oh.
You little beauty.
Yeah. He says, I promise you, Australia.
I know where he'd be too. He'd be like, yeah, he'd find a nice place like the Jersey Shore, maybe Byron Bay, live near Chris Hemsworth.
Okay, perfect. I'll live near Chris Hemsworth. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.